Hey doulas, welcome back to the Doula Road Trip Podcast. This is a Deja and Jariel edition, which y'all might be surprised to know because we've been gone for a minute. So hey y'all.
Hey.
Deja has been out in these streets. She's been going to a lot of amazing events in her local network. And we had like an excellent question that came up. So, okay, first of all, Deja, tell everybody about the events that you've been going
to. Okay. First of all, hey, y'all, because I have been in these streets. I feel like I am just now kind of coming up for air and breathing after this baby. So I feel like I'm clear-headed, right? So I'm excited to be back and talking about all the things. Just to rewind a little bit, when I initially started my doula journey, I was in North Dakota, which I talk about a lot because it was just an interesting time to be a Black person up there. But just because of life circumstances, lack of childcare, not knowing family or not having family in the area, I got pushed into virtual doula work. Not like I was fighting it, but it was really a space that I didn't know what that actually looked like and how to do it. So got pushed into it because of the pandemic, because of it just wasn't going to work to be on call, which was beautiful. So that's where I've been at ever since 2020. And I love it, right? So on-call, in-person support for the folks who are still doing that, I commend you. And it's still much needed. And so what happened is we were up there. And so I was kind of in the local community a little bit as far as connecting with doulas there. But it really wasn't much happening, right? So because I built my business online, once we moved down here to Georgia, which is where we are currently at, in Middle Georgia, everything was still online. And so all of my stuff, the way I was supporting people, once I connected with you and we really started collaborating and doing things together. Of course, you're in Ohio, I'm in Georgia. Naturally, we're doing things like this, right? Virtual. And it's a beautiful thing. I've connected with so many people. You connected with people in California, New York, and people who I'm close enough to say, I love you, right? People who are like family. So I get here to Middle Georgia. At the beginning of 2022, I decided, let me see what's going on here in the local community with doulas and who's actually doing things here, just because of curiosity, right? And so I reached out. I'm trying to find the doulas, right? I'm in the local community groups and I'm like, who's the doula? Who's doing things here? And I want to say this in the most, I don't know, polite way possible. I reached out to some folks who are doulas who do not look like me. So they are not non-melanated folks who kind of gave me the cold shoulder and were kind of hitting me with the, I'm busy, you know, maybe we can do something in a few months type of deal. And so kind of just like, yeah, we're doing things here, but I don't know you type of thing. And so I was like, okay, I'm not looking for anything from them, just getting one to get to know what's going on here. And so got hit with a cold shoulder. And so for the rest of 2022, I stayed online. So I continued to support the rest of the families at the beginning of the year who I was supporting, and then really deep dive into supporting doulas for 2022 since I was pregnant and was not in the space to really take on a lot of the emotional stuff with people. So what that looks like now, again, I go on to have my baby. Great. Now we are in 2023. And again, I get this nudge of like, what is going on in my local community, right? Like I'm online, I'm supporting people, making impact in this way, connecting with people who I really do love. But what's actually happening 5 minutes down the street from me, 10 minutes down the street from me? Anyways, y'all still don't know who's doing doula work here, but regardless, I said, I'm gonna meet somebody in this community. So got connected to this local event hosted by a lady here in Warner Robins, Georgia, named Alicia Brown. She hosted an event called Curls, Cupcakes, and Combos, which is a natural hair event. It was 4 hours. She had 2 guest speakers. She had prizes and foods and all the good things, right? And I'm like, dang, this is happening 5 minutes down the street from me. Like, amazing, right? So I show up, got my natural hair popping. We do the things, all great stuff. Through meeting her, I get connected to this bigger network of Black women who own businesses in Middle Georgia. And so it's like 50 plus people in this network called Make It Happen, Sis. A lady named Dominique is the one who started it. Now, while we come to this present moment, what all that long thing has to do with, how do I get to this moment? I'm in this space now, right, where I'm connecting with these people, going to these different events that they're hosting for the things that they do. They are beauty industry people. Some people have construction companies, like woman-owned, Black women-owned construction companies, firearms instructors, like a whole bunch of, you name it, right? And so we go around the room and we're just in the space. And recently, this was last night, I went to an event where it was at a wine house owned by a Black lady, right? And we are in the space. And so I'm regularly getting in these spaces with Black women who are in these other industries. Nobody in the room is a doula. I'm the only one, right? And so everybody introduces themselves. Everybody clearly has a like mission statement or elevator type of quick 20, 30 second, here's what I do, here's who I am, here's what I stand for, here's my business card, right? Like you get a clear picture. And so obviously it comes around to me. I know at this point through, and we'll deep dive into like more of what we'll talk about, but I know at this point, a lot of folks do not know what doulas are. They do not know what doulas do. They have never heard the word doula, right? And so I do not hang my hat on saying, I'm a doula and I provide physical, emotional, mental support, because I know that means nothing to anybody. And so I say, you know, who I am, what I do, all the good things, which we'll talk about more specifically what I said. But the point is, I came out of the event. I'm telling Jaria all the things I've been doing. And girl, I'm in the local community and sees Black women, all this good stuff. And I'm like, are doulas in spaces like this where people don't know who they are? And are they able to really, in a short, succinct way, articulate what they do, who they help? Why would you want to be connected with me, right? If I'm in a room full of people who, that could be a great connection, right? 50 Black women who own businesses. This would be a great connection for them to know who I am, what I do, because that's quick connections. Everybody knows somebody who's pregnant, right? But are we articulating exactly what we do in a way that somebody would leave that room, see a pregnant person who's like, dang, I don't want to have another C-section. I'm just not sure what I should. Would that person who was in the same room with me know to tell that pregnant person, hey, Deja can help you? And so that brought me to the question. I left the event. Of course, I'm in your inbox and I message you. And I'm like, have we talked about this? Have we talked about like an elevator pitch or like a quick mission statement that's a go-to? And do people have this? Because if we don't, this is why we're in the same spot. And why it's like, well, why can't, you know, I'm not connecting with, because what is the quick way that you are introducing yourself and making enough of an impact in that short amount of time that somebody is thinking of you when they're thinking of pregnancy, birth, postpartum, fertility, all the whole spectrum? Are they associating you with, you do something that can impact and help families who are in the space?
Which is such a good question. And I think ultimately the answer is no, about us getting into spaces where we are the only birth worker in the room and going out to networking. I know me, I hate networking events because I feel like I'm shy. I feel like I'm awkward. I don't want to go by myself. I don't want to be charged with making small talk or going up to people. Like, that's just not who I am. And maybe it's my human design. Like, I definitely love to create spaces. So host myself or go to other spaces where I know it's all birth workers. Even if I am the only melanated person in the room, it's all birth workers. And so it's always some level of commonality. So I personally do not like going to networking events. I don't know how to connect with people. And then on top of that, I can imagine that the elevator pitch is like the other piece of it. So question one for you, how do you get comfortable going to networking events? Because are you going with somebody? Like, are you having like a buddy to say, okay, I didn't think so. So how are you going to networking events by yourself and so comfortable being around people who you don't know from a bucket of paint?
That's a big question. I feel like, before I answer that, I feel like this is a piece of the puzzle, right? When people are talking about how do I connect with clients, where am I finding people, I think it's a beautiful thing to connect directly with the people who are in our industry, right? So you're at the pediatrician's office. You're connecting with mm-hmm. the local midwives. You're talking with birth and maternity photographers. And also, again, if I'm the only one in the room of 50 mm-hmm. plus people who don't know what a doula is, and they only know me now,
that's
a great thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, everybody knows somebody who's pregnant. And so just that's a tip, right? So network, and we'll get more into answering your question, but network outside of mm-hmm. your industry, because there's pregnant people everywhere. So that's number one. As far as the getting comfortable piece and tips on like, what would that look like if you don't necessarily have that personality type of like, I'm about to come in here and like work the room type of thing, right? My recommendation there, because I feel like I've practiced being an extrovert, where I'm very mm-hmm. much introverted. So what I do, my goal when I go into spaces, and in this case, this event, these different events I've been to, I go with the intention of learning from other people, right? I go with, not even with what do I want to gain from this. And we'll talk more again about like, what would you say if when it's your turn to speak, but I still go with the intention of genuinely learning from other people and listening to like, what are they doing? What are they interested in? What are they passionate about? Because I noticed that when you notice other people, people notice that, like, you're actually taking a genuine interest in what I'm saying and what I'm sharing, whether or not you actually engage in whatever mm-hmm. they might be offering. And so just going from a place of like, not even thinking that you're going to have to be on a platform or that you need to work the room. It's like, go in asking questions, right? Or just be in the space where you don't even have to go with the intention of introducing yourself to everybody and being in the mix, because I'm pretty quiet. I'm quiet naturally mm-hmm. for the most part. And so typically, I'm in the room listening. So the first thing could be go to something that's not necessarily a direct networking event okay. where you're going to need to be walking around. Go to something that there will be guest speakers, there okay. is a panel.
Take the pressure off yourself.
You mm-hmm. know. Uh-huh. Yes. Go to the space that, yes, maybe you'll have the opportunity to share if you feel okay. comfortable, but where okay. it's not on you. And then go with curiosity. So go with curiosity about what are other people doing, asking questions, and make like genuine connections to where you develop a conversation with somebody, and naturally what you do and what you offer becomes, you get to tap into that flow state of saying what you do, and it's not an elevator pitch. So maybe we're even coming to a better understanding of what this could look like with describing what you do, where you're not feeling on the spot and pressure to say the perfect words in a succinct amount of time. If you make enough of a genuine connection with people, the conversation will flow to an even dialogue of what you do, who you help. But tell me your thoughts on that.
That's beautiful that you said, like, don't actually go to like a networking event, because I do feel like that would put pressure on people to like have something to say. Maybe the anxiety would be too much for people to even sign up, but I do see myself signing up for something that's like a talk or a conference or like a panel of speakers. Like, I would definitely go with the intention to honestly learn, right? Because that's what you do. This person is talking about natural hair, or they're talking about business, or they're talking about, you know, books or whatever the case is, and I'm interested genuinely in that topic and around other people who are too. So yeah, I absolutely love that. Okay, so when you're going to these events, are you sitting next to people? Are you bringing business cards? Like, how do you position yourself in the room? Because as an introvert, I definitely want to sit in the back by myself, like with nobody else around. And then everybody just kind of feels in around you, sitting with who they came with typically. So mm-hmm. how do you handle that piece of it? Where do you sit? What do you take with you?
Mm. See, I'm not the best person to ask for what you're supposed to be taking, because what you should be taking is a little something, right, to yeah. leave people with. I'm not even going to get to my personal business, why I don't have business cards because of my whole shift yeah. in what I'm doing. But definitely I would recommend having something that you can leave with people, or QR codes are free. So you can create a free QR code that links back to your website if you have it, that links to your
Yeah.
social media,
The
that
virtual
links
business
to
card.
anything you want.
Yeah.
Create a
Absolutely.
QR code, right? Something that is easy for somebody to remember who you are, that doesn't require, tell me how you spell your name. Oh, an A, no, a D, you know,
100%.
eliminate that part. So if you don't have something physical, literally type in QR code generator into Google. It's free of charge. As far as like coming into the space, how do you get comfortable? Where do you sit? Come early. That's a tip, is
Okay.
come early. Because if you come on time or you come a little bit late, now the event, whatever is going, has started and it's quieter and the focus is on whoever may be speaking or whatever is going on. And so if you are just now walking in, not only are you, our eyes on you, the eyes on you because the door done opened or whatever's going on, but also, you know, you're in that kind of like, you got to scan the room quickly, see where you're about to sit down versus just come a little early, not super early. Come a little bit early before anything starts so you can pick your seat wherever that is, whether it's in the back or it's on the side, but you get to go ahead and just get comfortable in your space and you're not feeling that rushed feeling of like you're walking into a room full of people who are looking at you and now where you about to sit
Okay,
at.
I love that. As far as the big question of this episode, which is, as a doula, if somebody asks you, who are you and what do? How do you simply, effectively, and eloquently answer that question?
Okay, so we've been saying this over the last year, but I really need y'all to ditch that we provide physical, emotional, mental support. We have to let
100%.
it go, right? And we, the main thing I want people to know is we have to shift the focus away from the word doula and shift the focus away from here's all the great things that I can do for you. Because if first of all, somebody doesn't know who you are and what you do, they're not making the link that this has anything to do with me as a pregnant person, right? So if I'm in the room and I was in a space with somebody who was pregnant, but if I'm just in the room and I say simply I provide physical, emotional, and mental support to people preparing for birth, that doesn't leave this person with anything of what does that have to do with me, right? That's just about some other random person and it doesn't get to the meat of anything. And so it really is going to be personal for each person, and depending on not only what services you provide, but really the why piece. So, really digging into like what brought you into this, aside from again, emotional, physical support, because that's what we do. Why are you doing it is the really core piece of what's going to leave an impact on people. And maybe they don't remember what you do exactly, like you do. Those comfort med, like maybe they don't remember the technical pieces, but they remember why you're doing it. So I'll give y'all my little
Yes, I'm dying to
spiel
hear it.
because the other thing is to keep it succinct, right? Not that you can't go ahead and share, but you have a short amount of time to grab people's attention in
Right.
any space, whether we're creating content online, sharing about who you are in person. You have a small amount of time to get to the point of what you do
100%.
and who you are. And then there's room to expand. So I've had to introduce myself probably 3 or 4 times in the last week in these different spaces. So I've had a little time to play around with what I want to share. The very last thing that I shared yesterday is I stood up and I said, "Hello, my name is Deja. So always start with your name. I am the founder of Black Birth Pros, a Black platform that connects families with Black birth workers." So, birth coaches, doulas, midwives, OBs, lactation specialists. As Black women, we've come to the point of looking at surviving birth and beating the maternal mortality statistics as a badge of honor, when really it is the bare minimum. And I believe that our birth is something that we can look back on with joy and something that we can thrive. And so that's the piece of the why, aside from the I do, you know, birth support, I provide comfort measures, I do education. It's the why do I care to listen to this? And so even the piece of you don't have to survive through your birth resonates with somebody who, again, we're getting contact forms that say, I just don't want to die, right? And sometimes that's all that people have the words for. They don't have the words for, oh, getting educated on inductions is going to help decrease my chance of X, Y, and Z. Sometimes all they know is that I just want to survive this birth experience. And so whatever language that you're using to introduce yourself has to speak to people in the words that they would use to describe what they're experiencing.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Okay. Any other tips for networking and for elevator pitches and for crafting an elevator pitch? I feel like this is like such a good topic of conversation and such a good place for people to practice a lot, especially in 2023.
It's that part. It's the practicing part, right? Whether you are doing it with yourself, if you are doing it with people that you're connected to in the birth industry. We've been talking about SCORE mentors, right? So tap into your local free business resources and talk to somebody who you can bounce that off of. If that's the very thing that you want to talk about, which is crafting the way that you introduce yourself, is to practice saying it in a way that you can remember it. In a way that it flows, in a way that you can tap into that passionate space that it doesn't feel just like it's regurgitated. And again, y'all, this is not me coming in on my high horse. Here's everything that I always do. This is through practice, again, even currently in real time, where I haven't really been introducing myself in spaces, in new spaces. And so it's even something for me that I'm actively in real time practicing, where I can get comfortable saying it, where I add a little razzle dazzle sometimes and throw in like, you know, I just had a baby 6 months ago and I chose to have my baby on my bedroom floor. Throw some stuff like that in, right? That somebody's going to remember that. They might not remember nothing else that I say, but they're going to be like, there was somebody who was talking about having a baby at home on purpose. She knows something about something, right? And so the more that you practice it before you are in a room full of people who are all looking at you and waiting for whatever you're going to say. And again, go to things that might be outside of the birth space. Go to things that might have nothing to do with pregnancy, birth, postpartum. Again, this natural hair event that I went to still had the type of people that I would connect with, right? People who are interested in natural hair, Black women, people who live a very holistic lifestyle, and all of those things are the typical clients that I attract anyway. And so go to things that are outside of what you would think makes sense to go to connect with pregnant people, because now 50 plus Black women who don't know any other doulas know that I'm a doula.
I love that. I love that. I love that. We may or may not air this part, but I want to say this because this is like so relevant. I want to tell y'all a story, right? So today I'm minding my own business and I get a call on my business phone, and it's like a 404 number. If you're in Ohio, you know that like that's not a local zip code. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is like an expecting client. So I answer. First of all, it's a man. My spidey senses are all the way up because typically when I answer the phone on my business line, it's usually a female voice, right? So it's a man. He's a farmer. And he's like, yeah, I'm reaching out to you because you're a doula. I'm like, oh, okay. So he's like, I want to bring this woman from Georgia to Ohio. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, and it's because she and I are working together. We're doing this practice where we burn cow dung, butter, and rice at sunset and at sunfall. It's supposed to, at sunrise and at sunset, it's supposed to be a ritual that you do that has health benefits. He says it relieves stress. And I thought about doulas and like the things that you guys are doing with like mothers. And I thought that it could be beneficial for you guys. I'm connected to a couple of other doulas. And so I wanted to know if this is something you would tell other doulas about and if you wanted to come. Okay, pause. So this is probably what a lot of us sound like. If you've never heard of this before, this is what a lot of us sound like trying to describe what doula work is. Because first of all, I'm frightened. I've seen a lot of scary movies. You're inviting me to your farm as a Black person at sunset, possibly at Sunrise. Okay, probably won't be able to get any cell phone service. I have no idea where I'm going. My maps probably are going to go out. So I'm thinking about my safety. Second of all, what are you talking about? Like, where is this from? What is this rooted in? What is the history of this? You're burning cow dung? Like, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. And you're saying all of these things, all of these words. They're definitely words, but I'm not sure how they're connected or how you brought this all the way back to like what I do in birth work and the fact that you want me to invite other people. Mm-hmm. So you're introducing me to something I'm not aware of, I'm not awakened to, I'm not savvy to. You're wanting me to bring other people and myself. And then he's also like, well, let me schedule something. Sir, you can't put anything on my calendar. You can email me because you probably would have got that information off the internet anyway, and I'm trying to be polite, right? So I'm frightened. I'm not interested. I'm trying to be polite, and I'm trying to get off the phone with this man because this is clearly not an expecting or postpartum person that's trying to hire me, which is what I thought this was, right? So I'm like, give him my email address, and he's still trying to schedule, and I'm just like, I wouldn't schedule anything before I understand, and I don't understand. And so we politely get off the phone.
That's the perfect example, because as you were talking, I'm like, yeah, probably somebody who is hearing, like, they're like, as a doula, what physical support are you about to touch me? And I don't know you, right? Or what emotional support? I don't want to get emotional. What mental support? You know, right? It's just all these open-ended answers that are like, I'm good. I'm straight on that.
1,000%. Okay. Well, anything else about elevator pitches, networking, what we say to people when we're introducing ourselves, how we get out into pockets of spaces that are outside of birth work and the benefits of it?
I think that's the main thing, y'all. Just if you don't take anything else away, is just to get in more spaces that are not or may not be directly related to pregnancy, birth, labor, postpartum. Get in those different spaces and make those connections, because you never know who you could meet or how the missions that you have and theirs might cross paths, or what they might have that they can offer and support you in. And I definitely think we're in a space that we can use more advice from other industries in the way that they are going about promoting themselves or hosting events or all these different things, as a way to get more of the word out about what we do, but not just what we do, right? As doulas, but like, what's the problem? So that's a whole marketing probably podcast that we need to talk about, with messaging specifically, because that's essentially what elevator pitches are, is what is your messaging and how is that speaking to the person, right? Not just, here's how great I am and I started this and I do that, but how do you start with, I see you, I understand the problem that you're having, here's a solution that could probably help that problem, I'm a doula and here's how we do that, here's what it could look like if you had the support of a doula, here's what it might look like if you don't have somebody going in with you who has some of this expertise. And so really painting the picture essentially is what your quick elevator pitch should do, is just let people know you see them, introduce the problem, because a lot of people are not aware that there's an actual problem that they might need solution to, right? A lot of people are not looking at, not preparing for birth as a problem. It's like, I'll just go in, right? My OB tells me what to do. And so for a lot of people, that's not even a problem on their radar. So yeah, get in different spaces and work on your messaging so that it speaks to the people that you're talking to and does not prop you up on your doula stool that nobody really cares about a lot of the times, because they don't know.
Engage people's reactions. I feel like that's the way to really tell if somebody understands what you said and what you are explaining, or if you like completely missed the mark. Like, gauge people's reactions, because if people are like, okay, like, then that's probably a sign that like they probably did not understand what you were saying and they're just trying to be polite. So for sure, gauge people's reactions and see what action they take after you explain what it is you do and who you are. What about like following up, as my last question, like at networking events? So you get a lot of people's like business cards. Do you actually email people and set up like individual coffee dates and things like that? Or like, I feel like a lot of networking or events, period, can be places where you meet somebody one time and then you guys never connect again. What's your thoughts there?
That's a good question. I think it depends on what kind of space that you're in. I would definitely connect and follow up with people. This specific situation I'm in, which I'm glad about, is intentional networking that Dominique, who is over Make It Happen Sis, is creating, which is not just who wants to join anybody and everybody, but who wants to join and who wants to intentionally continue to show up and connect and network on a regular basis. So weekly, to tap in and to talk with each other and to troubleshoot things or to vent. But I would definitely recommend, if you're in a space where it's not necessarily structured in that way, and it's kind of up to you what you do after that point, is to follow up again with those people that you genuinely feel that you can continue making that connection with. And it doesn't have to be everybody. I think that's the main thing I want to say. It's okay if you don't follow up with every single person and stay connected with every person, but there will be specific people that just, you get that feeling that, okay, this would be good to continue that relationship with. And so the main thing there is, again, take an interest in what they have going on, because usually it's the law of reciprocity, right? If you're not looking for purely what's in it for me and how can I promote my business and da 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 da, if you genuinely are taking an interest in what somebody has going on and how you can either be a benefit to them or support them or just ask them those questions, generally people will take an interest and say, well, tell me again what it is that you do, right? Usually if you don't immediately go in and you're talking with somebody and just go to, I'm a doula and I do this and I do that. And it's kind of like, again, if you didn't really describe it well, that's where it's left at, right? It's just kind of like, okay. And then they move on to the next person. But if you come into conversation with people and you genuinely make that connection and that bond, you made that genuine bond where they were like, dang, you actually cared about what I'm saying. Generally, people reciprocate that. And if they didn't get what you meant by the fact that you was a doula, they follow up further and go, tell me a little bit more about what you're talking about. Follow up with those connections after the fact. Show up for those people, right? So if they have other things going on, or share their event things, again, that's the main thing, is look for how you can serve others. And generally, it's reciprocated, that people will take an interest in what you have going on.
Yeah, I love that. I think the only thing we didn't cover is like where to find these type of events, and that would be a good place to like end off on. I think Facebook events is like a great place to see what's happening locally. I think Eventbrite is another great resource. Meetup.com is another great resource. And even your public like library. So a lot of people have forgotten about the library. But if you go to whatever your local library is, the website usually ends in like .org. And they usually have an events and like upcoming events page online. And so that's a good place to go to like author talks and like all sorts of different events like locally through the library that will also probably bring out a different crowd of people than the birth workers that you may be typically meeting up with. And I'm trying to think of anything else as far as like events where people can find like super cool events to go to. I think that's maybe the main ones.
The only thing that I'm going to say, the last thing as far as events, if you want to host your own event as a doula, get creative. You don't have to be boxed into the, you know, baby expo and community baby shower. And definitely, I'm just saying this, just reframe the messaging around a meet the doula event or a doula dating, right, event. Because again, if your community is just the type of community that they know what doulas are, right? If you're in somewhere in California and most folks is just familiar with what doulas are, what doulas do, and are actively seeking, cool, right, do your thing over there. If you're in a space, which most of us are, that people are not sure what doulas are and what doulas do, please don't title your event like doula speed dating, doula meetup, because it sounds like doulas are coming together. Not that this is something for pregnant folks, parents to come and meet support people. So just reframe the messaging, get creative with what kind of event that might look like, and speak to the people who it's for, right? Take doula out of it and say, this is an event for, I don't know, pregnant moms who are looking to ... something more specific to who you are looking to support, who you are looking to attract, and get creative, right? Because even that natural hair event that I went to, it has nothing to do with pregnancy, but guess what? All the folks in the room are people who I typically would attract and support regardless.
Love that. Okay, y'all. Well, I think that that's it. That's all. I feel like it's a lot of homework in there already. So let us know, like, what events you guys find, like, if you pop up, if you do make connections, if it does turn into beautiful, like, relationships and collaborations for you personally and for your doula practice. We'd absolutely love to know if this episode helped. And, like, any content that you guys want to hear from us, like, in the future, we would love to hear from you guys to hear what challenges you're having, what things you're coming across, and what you wish we would cover in an episode that we have not already covered in the last couple hundred. So that would be awesome. You guys can hit us up, and we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.